I was born and raised in New Hampshire. Shout out to the main person earlier. The New England is kind of a strange place. So born and raised, like I said, not a ton of food, restaurant experience up there, not a whole lot going on. But I did work at a summer camp that was essentially like a culinary camp. This is just to provide some background. As well as I moved to Hawaii for a couple years and also kind of did some cooking out there for some youths, some utes, if you so choose. But eventually, after I wrapped up working at a summer camp in New Hampshire, I got a job at the...
Can I just give you a tip?
Yeah.
I think you're making people dizzy.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
Back to that. Right.
Sorry. This is... Thank you.
You're all good.
It's
sometimes like the standard way is
best. Yeah, okay.
You got it. Keep
okay,
going.
Okay. Thank you. I need all the tips I can get. Okay. So I was working at a summer camp and got a job with the AMC, which is the Appalachian Mountain Club up in New Hampshire. If anyone has been up there, up to the White Mountains. Excellent. Yeah, exactly. In the huts. So I was working in the huts, which if you don't know, it's a hut system similar to the Alps, like the Swiss Alps, the hut system, roughly anywhere from 5 to 7 miles apart. And they're built kind of as like this sanctuary up in the mountains. So originally, it's the through hikers, right, allowing them to take periodic breaks and resupply, all these great things, sleep. But now it's kind of like a high-altitude hospitality motel up in the mountains. I was working at one particular hut and didn't really have a clear idea of what I was getting myself into. For example, the first weekend we were working, they said, you want to play a game. I love games. So they said, you want to play whiskey slaps? Sure. Yeah, sounds great. In hindsight, of course, if you break down the name of the game, whiskey slaps, you might have an idea. They handed me a bottle of whiskey. I took a shot, and then someone slapped me right in the face. Now, that's not quite the game I was expecting, but nonetheless, it got me ready to deal with anywhere from 20 people on a slow night to 60 people on a busy night. The way they orchestrate the day is you have 5-course meals, and the cook of the day has to cook and prepare 4 of those entrees or 4 of those courses. Soup, salad, entree, which could be anywhere from like lasagna to like beef tips, dessert, and a bread. And you're doing this for up to 60 guests. So cook day is also kind of like hell day. But you get used to it and you find your own rhythm and all those great things, you know, your own timetable for when the bread has to rise and when you need your soup done by. But the story I want to tell is the very first day that I hiked up there, and this is the transition from the summer crew to the fall crew. It was me and another guy, both our first years, were taking over because everyone else was at the end of the year party, essentially. So we get up there, and the guy, there's one person left in the hut who had worked over the summer, and he is getting ready to leave everything and will transition and take over. But the thing was, he's saying, there's 60 people coming. I've done everything except the entree. Now, as I mentioned, he and I, Joel, this was our first year, our first time in the hut. We were still trying to get organized and kind of figure out where everything was. We start cooking lasagna that night, and neither of us are confident. We're all over the place, sporadic, or like scatterbrained. Where's the spices? Where's the recipe? We're cooking for 60 people. It's a full house. And kind of another side note. So previously, I'd been working at a summer camp the whole summer, and my girlfriend had been biking across the country, also with kind of like a summer camp bike thing. And we hadn't seen each other for 3 months. And I was expecting to see her that weekend, the upcoming weekend, on my day off, and reunite, have this lovely time, right? But as Joel and I are crazily running around the kitchen and trying to figure out where everything goes, I'm freaking out, right? Like I said, have some cooking experience, but never to the extent of 60 people. That's like your holiday on steroids or something. But we're cooking, we're trying to figure it out. Things are slowly coming together. And all of a sudden, I hear, "Do you guys have any coffee?" or something to that extent. I look in this little window, and there is my girlfriend who, like I said, I hadn't seen in 3 months. She had hiked up the mountain and was attempting to do a Prezi traverse or a hut traverse, which is like anywhere from 20 to 50 miles in the whites, which are strenuous hiking. Like I said, she biked across country. This woman's a machine. But there she was, and I'm so stressed about trying to present, like, just concoct this lasagna out of nothing. And here is my girlfriend, like, and you can just picture it, right? There's tons of windows, tons of lighting, like, the sun is shining down on her. She's like this angel. And I start crying in the kitchen on my first day because I, you know, it was just so overwhelming. But, yeah, the lasagna turned out great, and everybody loved it. And, yeah, exactly. A couple tears got in there, and that's the secret. Yeah, that's all I got. Thank you very much.